This is PS You're Wrong, the podcast where we talk trash about the things people love to hate and hate to love. And this is Shelby. And because Matt is ill and missing in action, I invited my two sisters-in-law to come and talk about the most important cinematic experience of recent weeks, which is the Summer I Turned Pretty finale. So hey, say hello to Marin.
Yeah.
Hello. Mika, don't be scared. It's okay. It's okay. Wait, this is a safe space.
You were just quiet. I just couldn't hear you say hello, but I can hear you now.
Yeah, you're there.
Okay.
Okay, be brave. So Mika and Marin, we've had a group chat for the Summer I Turned Pretty for most of this season three. And so I'm not going to say I prayed for Matt to get sick and not be able to record an episode on the Emmys or whatever the hell he wanted to do, but I am grateful. I am grateful for the small miracle of getting to talk about this show finally with people who care and people who get it. Yeah, so thank you.
It's true. I give you permission to post any screenshots you want.
Oh, okay. It's basically just Jeremiah hate and wondering what the hell Jenny Han is doing.
Spreading the good word.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh. But no, we just finished season three. Season three is the end of the series, supposedly. I don't know. Who knows at this point? But it's the end of the books, end of the series. Finale just aired. We just watched it. What are your high level thoughts?
High level thoughts?
Yeah.
How I have a lot feel? Of low level thoughts.
My only thought is no, Denise, no.
Yeah, no, she's Denise, so get out of there. So much better. Can we get into the nitty? Can we talk about like spoilers and whatnot?
Oh yeah, good? Of course. Okay. We can do spoilers.
Denise is so much better than him. It's insane.
Yeah. Well, the good news is she's moving across the country. So I think they're free. You know, she got the fuckboy out of her system.
We all need one.
He's
I guess.
Following her.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think he's focused on becoming Boston's greatest show.
here's what I have to say. Here's my highest level thought. Okay. Is we don't need a B plot if the A plot is good enough, and I don't need this B plot. I could not care less about anyone in Cousins.
I do like Steven and Taylor. They're toxic and weird, and I love them.
Why take away the time from Conrad and Belly?
No, it's true. It was too much cooking. It was like, guys. Okay, so you know what? Let's rewind.
Okay, sorry.
Set it up for our listeners, of which there are legion. So Summer I Turned Pretty. I think it's interesting how season three really took pop culture by storm, because this has been going on for a few years now. And the first season, it's like it had an impact, but not really. But I feel like season three, it finally hit the zeitgeist because of how just truly insane the premise is. Just absolutely unhinged behavior. Because Jenny Han wrote this trilogy, and she also gave us To All the Boys I Loved Before, correct?
Yes.
Which
and also, just as a side note, Mika is our resident book expert. She has read all of them.
This is good. This is important. We'll be utilizing her expertise shortly. But basically, Summer I Turned Pretty features Belly. And I can't even explain this with a straight face because it's truly crazy. Lifelong childhood friends with this family who has two boys around the same age. And so the first season is all about her navigating these, I don't know, this relationship with these two boys who suddenly find her attractive. And so she's in love with Conrad, the eldest and the moody one and the only cool one. And then Jeremiah gets jealous and he's like, wait, no one likes me. I'm going to be baby and make this about me. And so then there's like little hookups. Then season two, she gets with Conrad, but then they fall apart, and then Jeremiah again asserts himself in the most annoying way and demands her affection, and so then they get together. And so season three they realize they've dug themselves a hole with this weird brother fucker dynamic.
quote a simple favor.
Yeah. Yeah. And so they introduce this time jump. And this is like something that's haunted me through this entire season.
Me so mad.
So in this universe, Belly was with Conrad. So Belly and Conrad hooked up and like they hooked up in the summer, right? End of summer. But then they kind of broke up because it was too trauma for poor Jer-Jer. Poor Jer-Jer couldn't handle it. So they didn't really date, but then they did get together around like Christmas, right? Am I misremembering this?
No, you're so right. Okay. They went to like Cousins Beach or something.
Oh, yeah. Fucked. So they finally start dating in December and they're a happy couple through April. And they...
Through prom,
which is the like last week in March or the first week in April. And then the boy's mom, Susanna, dies from cancer mid-April. And so at that point, Belly and Conrad had broken up because she was like, why are you such a bitch about your sick mom? And
she sucks so bad.
And so they break up. And then, so the funeral's in April, they have a big fight, and then they kind of like lose touch with each other for all of 4 weeks before the season picks up again, and it's that summer. So let's say June.
Which is insane timeline.
Insane timeline. So in June, Jeremiah starts gunning hard for Belly, and Conrad's in the background being like, what the fuck? Like, am I just supposed to take this? I guess so. I'm the eldest brother. I have to put up with this douchebaggery from my beloved Jer-Jer bear. And Belly's like, oh yeah, this makes sense. Like, I'll get with this boy who I've never been interested in and who doesn't know anything about me, including my favorite candy. Like, yeah, let's do it.
Has the scariest eyes in the world.
The fluffiest hair. Just a little fairy boy. And so they get together that summer, like less than a month after Conrad, we are infinite Conklin and her breakup. And then it's a 4-year relationship with Jeremiah. That's where we find ourselves at the start of season 3. 4 years with Jeremiah, haunted by this 4-month love affair with Connie. I'm curious, how did you guys feel about the earlier seasons, and especially you, Mika, as the number one fan of Jenny Han's originally penned?
Okay, so novels. I watched the first season and then I read the books.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that's what happened.
Yeah.
But how did I feel about the other seasons?
Like, how did you feel about the show? Were you like, is it like a pure hate watch? Were you like, oh yeah, this is good? Were you like invested in these characters? When did you care? You know, like what captured your interest to hold on to you for 3 seasons?
Well, I don't know. I just like, it's kind of like this little show that just brings like this drama that I never experienced.
Oh,
and
I
so
know.
I was like, this is so fun. Exactly. So yeah. Me and my other friend, Amy, we just would watch it and just talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
Cause it was just fun and light and we didn't have to think about the state of the world.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Why do you think season 3, do you guys feel like season 3 became bigger than the other two? Or am I just delusional?
I don't know. When I saw the first one on Netflix, Amazon Prime, the first season, I was living with my friend Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
And we turned it on. We watched the entire season on like a Sunday night. We were up for like till 3 a.m. or something because it was like after Sunday dinner, whatever.
Yeah.
And we just were like screaming at the screen. Yeah. I enjoyed the first season a lot. I think it wasn't like perfect, obviously. A lot of it wasn't even good, but it was very entertaining.
Yeah.
And it just like, it did feel like kind of like a moment though. Like, I feel like social media really liked it. Like, I feel like it picks up every season. I think season That's 2 true. Was extra hard though.
Yeah, it was such a bummer.
Yeah, I think everyone, I don't know, from what I heard, people watched it, but they watched it begrudgingly.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe that was
to
it.
To get to where we are. Yeah. But, like, season one, I feel like we were all on board. Like, I was really on board.
Yeah. No.
Cam Cameron, the love of my life. I don't know.
How do you feel about the fake out of everyone saying Cam Cameron was back, but it was just Benito played by a completely different actor?
Is that a real thing? Did people say
that? Oh, yes. Saw the trailer for the last three episodes and they're like, oh my god, Cam Cameron, is that Cam Cameron? Is Cam Cameron coming back? But then it was just Benito.
No, I just watched Jurassic World and I was like, cool, Cam Cameron's here. I'm feeling good. I don't need him in this show.
He's better off without Belly. Yeah.
Yeah, like eating my dinosaurs or whatever.
Yeah. Well, what were your favorite parts of so I'm gonna assume, I mean, I know, but I just want to reassure our listeners, we're all Team Conrad here. We're logical feeling people.
It's yeah, I was thinking about it. I was like, we're not gonna have any Jer representation.
No.
Do we really need
it? No, absolutely not. So let's do 10 things I hate about Jer. Okay, rapid fire.
Okay,
his face,
cow beans.
His debt, his credit card history.
The Bruins game.
How pouty he is about Conrad.
Yeah, yeah. When he says, I majored in beerology.
I hate that he was like, I'm going to feed Belly ramen forever. Oh, even though he's apparently a chef.
Yeah. Also making out at your brother's college tour or whatever it was, that was a low blow. That was pretty rude.
Right after his big test.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It was like, so it wasn't even test June, transferring to Stanford or whatever.
Jer. Also the whole cheating debacle. Where do we fall on that? Do we agree it wasn't cheating or
I think it was dumb.
Okay, yeah.
I think he intentionally broke up with her.
Yes.
Obviously.
Man, child.
To sleep with Lacey Barone.
Ugh, Lacey Barone.
Who the fuck is Lacey Barone?
So, do you guys feel like Jenny Han, what was her obsession with Jer and his like arc? Like, it's like you're the one who's making us hate him, but then it's also like you're insisting on us like sitting with him for a lot of time, especially in the back half of the season, where it's like, is she a Jeremiah apologist or
I think and my genuine answer is that I think that we wouldn't like Conrad as much as we do if he didn't do what he did with his with Jeremiah's blessing. And to get Jeremiah's blessing, he had to have some character growth.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah. Well, because if Connor was just a dick back to Jeremiah and was like, hey, I'm going to go after Belly again, even though you guys broke off your wedding and you're really upset about it, we'd be really mad.
I wouldn't. I would.
Yeah. I would be cheering him on.
Yeah.
No, and I think we would, but I think like in a logical sense, we probably like at least some people and some like people who were Team Jeremiah or whatever would use it as an excuse to be like, hey, no, see, he's doing the exact same thing. Why do you like him and not Jeremiah, even though we are smarter than them? But
I was fed some Team Jeremiah content and I was pretty shocked by it. It was like, oh my god, these people exist. And it's like, on one hand, I get it, because you set us up to fail when you give them a 4-year relationship and you're like, well, it's not as real as this 4-month relationship when she was a teenager in high school. And, you know, it's tough. The time jump does make it hard. But I do feel like there's a level of delusion with the Team Jeremiah because of that. Whereas I'm interested in the books. Did it feel the same? Like, was there the same tension? Because I just read the Wikipedia summaries and I was like, wow, Jer's a real dick about this whole thing. And like leaving Belly and Cousins the summer they were getting married is pretty weird. And so I was sort of like, does anyone like Team Jeremiah does anyone like Jeremiah in the books, or is it like just from the show having all the like cutesy scenes together that we're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I think in the book he is less of a baby. Like, he's still always comparing himself to Conrad, but like in the book he doesn't like get held back. Like, he there, it hasn't been 4 years, so he's still just in school.
Biology, yeah.
Studying biology. And so, yeah. So there is like reason to like Jeremiah in the book.
Okay.
But he still does sleep with Lacey Barone, which is my biggest issue. And he is a baby in the show. She is not constantly comforting him the same way.
Okay.
Which was insane how often he was the baby spoon. So like,
I hate it.
Disgusting. That's even number one in my shit list. I was disgusted every time he was
Little spoon, you texted me.
I was like, ah! Like, honestly, just disturbing. We get it, your mom died, but like, get a therapist, you know? Don't treat your girlfriend like this.
Yeah. It's so crazy.
Yeah, so yeah, it was interesting watching, because the premise of the third book and the third series is like she and Jeremiah have this sort of break, this falling out. He goes to Cabo, cheats on her, or has this affair he doesn't tell her about when they get back together, and then she finds out, and then he proposes to her. Yeah. And that's never a great start to an engagement, IMHO. I don't think that could ever be successful, but they really do their darndest in this show to spend a lot of time around this relationship and engagement and her determination to marry him. And I don't know, it made for great television in the sense that I was dialed in. Like, this was a frustrating but purely enjoyable watch. Yeah. The level of unhinged things to happen, like, we'll get into the peach scene and all of it, and the just any of these conversations that were happening. But it was like, Jesus Christ, these people are bad for each other. These people are not good.
Terrible.
And yet I was always like Team Connie. Like, whatever Connie wants, I want him to have. And if that's the cuckoo bird belly, then like, I'm rooting for him.
That's so real.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
No, they did. The pacing was a little bit odd, I think, at the beginning. Yeah. And I think that they kind of went the other way at the second half. Mm. So, like, pacing was just very inconsistent at some point.
Yeah.
Which is, like, if you're going to make inconsistency, you're consistent. Like, whatever, I guess.
Yeah, truly. You're beautiful.
Whatever. Just confuse your viewers.
No, because this is 11 episodes, and you don't even, like, run into Connie until, like, episode 4. And then they're engaged, and it's kind of, like, awkward, and what? You know, that's all happening, and oh, you're ridiculous. It's like, okay. Childish behavior until like episode 6, when they finally dial up the sexual tension, and then the wedding goes all the way to episode 9 and then you have episode 8, and then you have 3 episodes in Paris and 10-11. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
And all the while you have like 17 side plots. And I want to know, what was your favorite side plot and what was your most hated side plot? Because there were many in this season.
I think Benito was my favorite side plot.
Oh, cute.
Does he count as one?
Yeah, that's of course.
I stand my Mexican king who goes back for his abuela's birthday. I love it.
You're writing fanfic about Benito.
Yeah, for me, Benito. I have a thing for men named Benito.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah, that was my favorite. Let me think about my least favorite. Mika Go.
My favorite. I love Stephen and Taylor. Honestly,
yeah.
Anything with them, I was eating up because I was so pissed that Belly and Conrad were not together.
I know. So we needed something.
Yeah. And even it took Steven and Taylor so freaking long.
So freaking long. And some of the craziest, honestly, I'm a Taylor apologist, but they like, they have this whole like cheating fiasco where they're each other's other person. And then he, Steven's like, I want to be with you. And she storms out of the car and then he gets in a wreck and goes, gets in a coma. And then she's like, confesses her love to him in a coma, goes home to get all dolled up and then comes back and is such a bitch to him. Yeah. I was like, damn, girl, you need to strategize this better. He literally just almost died and woke up thinking about how you were the cause of that. And you come in and you're like, it was just a small coma.
I know, but I love her for it.
You, you were like, yeah, that makes sense. Such a mess. You're like, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I do love Taylor and Steven, and honestly they were the part of the finale I liked, the only side plot I liked, with her losing it over him moving to California and her acting totally unhinged in a way to entrap him in her rage. I really admired that. Yeah,
that's so relatable too. I would for sure do something.
That is character consistency, and I admired it.
We love that.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I would also say I really liked Denise. Like,
okay.
I think I liked her as a character. Like, yeah, I just like thought she was the most level-headed of anyone in the whole show, and that is including the adults like Laurel.
That's true.
And so
I thought she was gay.
I think I was not a fan. I didn't. I think my least favorite was the tech stuff, though. Like, I was like, I don't care about your little tech side thing.
Yeah.
Sorry, Steven and Denise. I guess that was used to, like,
the entire, like, job bit. What sports company doing? And then Jeremiah, like, solves it somehow. I was like, I kept expecting there to be some sort of, like, twist or like that was all the side plots.
There was like a theory that they were like, Adam is embezzling money. Yeah. And that's why he like is nice to Jeremy. No. Yeah, Jeremy's fine.
Yeah. Jeremy, I loved
Sorry, that was a true accident.
Okay. I loved all the unhinged theories. Like, there's Kaylee's so pregnant.
Like, he's gonna Adam's have a heart attack. Money. Conrad's sick.
No,
Conrad's sick.
I was like, they're gonna kill Conrad.
That was crazy.
It's like, no, they're not. Yeah, they thought the dad was gonna have a heart attack because he had heartburn. Or,
Oh yeah.
There was a lot of fan. There were a lot of theories. So I love a weekly rollout for that reason, because I feel like, and we also live in this like content culture where everyone has to have a theory that goes viral, so it's just the more unhinged the better. So there was like so much, and because there were all these like side stories that didn't really pan out, i.e. depending on how you define it, but like Kaylee and the like husband or the dad, and like this weird gaming thing, the like brokerage, all of it was just kind of like happening, but it didn't end up mattering in any real tangible way. So it was fun to see how people were trying to justify these strange asides, or like I mean, who expected Taylor's mom to take up so much at the beginning of the season?
Yeah, and also we didn't even see her at the last episode.
Literally,
I'm like,
none of it.
So what was the point of this?
I know. She took her daughter's money and was never seen again. Like,
that. Yeah, I like the last time I saw her, she was drunk at the wedding. Like,
calling her daughter a bitch. Yeah. To her daughter's boyfriend.
Yeah.
With the worst hair you've ever seen on a hairdresser.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Yeah. And then you had the like, I expected, everyone was like, oh, her parents are going to get back together. That's the whole thing. But then they just are like broken up. And it's
exactly
like,
that was
so confusing.
It's like, why even do that in the first place? I guess it's so that they're like delayed to coming to the hospital for Steven, and Belly has to deal with it on her own.
I know. But then it's like, it was all just like, basically a punchline.
They could have
to
been
get
sleeping.
There could have been any reason. Well,
yeah,
and
also,
it's like,
weren't they like in a different city? It's like, you can't be there immediately.
I am so confused by the geography of this show, because they were
absolutely astounding.
They were going to school somewhere outside of Boston, And then Cousins is also, is it close to Boston? Like, I always assumed it was like a few hours away.
I think it is.
Okay.
I think a couple times they talked about taking the bus and talked about like taking a few hours. Cause what, Steven goes for the wedding shower for some reason, also really weird, gotta say. But he's like, I gotta make my way to Cousins. It's gonna take me a few hours or whatever.
But then they have this whole dinner there. And I'm like, this guy was prepping at 4 a.m. for this, but suddenly he can pack it all up and drive to Cousins to make
My gosh, I didn't even think about that. That's so insane.
I was so confused by the and all chef of his arc.
All of his like people who guests who are coming. It's
I was like, why is Taylor involved? Taylor's like, it was definitely, there were some gaps being filled for whatever reason, which I'm not sure why we needed, especially because I really liked the finale episode. I think that while I was annoyed at first with how the Connie Belly reunion played out, I wanted something more majestic than the original awkwardness. But I came around to seeing how it made sense, and it paid off in the end. I was so confused by the ending because this is like a series finale. This is a big deal. This is the end of the story, supposedly. Yeah. And you get them, you know, finally announcing their love. But then it doesn't end there. It ends with this, like, cutesy musical outro with the other family and Cousins. And they're all happy, but separate from Connie and Belly. And then what really sent me was it goes to Christmas in Paris, like, this photo book as the credits roll. And I was like, oh, this is cute. It's like the Parent Trap. They're going to show everyone like happy together. Like, oh, the parents are going to be there. Jeremiah's going to show up. Everyone's going to be like, you know, in these pictures. And that'll be sort of their epilogue.
But it was literally just Belly.
Just Connie and Belly opening the same two gifts over and over and over to an invisible cameraman that was like, who is this person?
Dude, I was like, who is taking the pictures? Is Benito there? Are they torturing this man?
Yeah, he's like crying in the background. He's like, dying. So random.
He's like, I wish it was home, Abuela.
This is called The Summer I Turned Pretty. We just got some weird, like, secondary, like, oh, I returned to Cousins the next summer. And it's like pans out to just them on the deck alone. And then it's suddenly Christmas in Paris. And I was like, wait, what's happening? I have some questions about the logistics of this relationship and kind of the like long-term plan here. But
so many questions.
I guess we didn't really get the – I think they're setting it up for season 4, if I'm being honest.
No, for sure. Okay, I also really liked the finale. Like, I thought it was, as a whole, I really, really liked it. And I actually didn't even mind the awkwardness at the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it honestly made me, I think I'm starting my period too, because, oh my gosh, I got really emotional with the awkwardness.
That was enough. The opening scene, you're crying. You're like,
oh, not crying, but I got emotional. I was like, that's so real. That's so painful. Like, look at their faces.
Like, oh my god.
No, I was way I was like, oh my gosh, this is So I liked it, and I liked how it played out, but I also was very confused that little note at the end by Jenny Holland that was maybe we'll come again for another summer.
Thirsty. Yeah.
Girl, what?
Yeah, which is why I think they didn't show any sort of like even pretending everything is fine, like even just doing like the photo book with everyone in photos at Cousins or whatever of them having a barbecue together, like that would have been a more logical finale. Mm-hmm. But I do think they're gunning for season 4 so they can pull in all those strings of like, okay, what's it going to be like when Jeremiah and him actually like see each other again, or what are the parents going to say? You know, like kind of frustrates me because I'm like, I feel like people should just own an ending.
Don't want a season 4. I just I don't get, like, obviously I'll watch it, but I just don't get, like, everyone's like, I wish Connie and Belly's relationship was more drawn out throughout the season, mm-mm. like, or like whatever. And I'm like, I get that, but the reason that they did the wedding for so long is because it provided some conflict, and I don't really mm-hmm. want to see Connie hurting more.
Exactly. There's so much.
I want her to be happy, and I don't want any conflict, and yeah. that's why I don't want a season four. Because yeah. what, no one's actually going to enjoy a show that they're just like happily
right anymore. And no one wants, like, Jeremiah's spinoff, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's like, so it would have to be some sort of awkward conflict where they get in some fight or something, and it all exactly. comes back to when they were 14 and he once left her in the rain or whatever. Exactly. It's like, no, I don't want it. I really liked this ending. I thought it was surprisingly mature coming from Jenny Han, and I say that with full disrespect.
Full disrespect.
Girl.
It went deeper than I expected her to be capable of. Because throughout the season, Belly was so frustrating and, like, and stubborn and kind of, you know, the worst. Because she's dealing with all, she's, like, in denial. She's in severe denial about how much she cares about Conrad. And she's saying she's, like, staying with Jeremiah for whatever. I don't know. She makes no sense as a character. She's a terrible person if you, like, really dial it down. But I do feel like this ending, having them kind of, like, ramp up their feelings again and then kind of self-sabotage again, but letting Conrad be the one to, like, really bear it and, like, leaving her to be the one to finally make the move. Like, I thought that was really mature. And I did yeah. not expect it. I really yeah. did not.
Me neither. But it was. But I loved really it. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really good. Her wearing the infinity necklace again. Aww. Him touching it before Aww. Kissing her.
What a cheese ball.
Oh my gosh. I do wish she was a gold girl. I will say I like yeah. her better, but, like, it's okay.
Yeah. yeah. Well, Mika, I'm curious. How did you feel like the ending played out? For you, as a, you know, because I do feel this is an interesting show because it crosses sort of this generational gap where a lot of the watchers are sort of, you know, more, let's say, millennial, and then a lot of them are also more on the Gen Z younger side, as represented by this crew today. I'm basically yes. middle-aged, and I have to just own that.
No, you're not. Oh my gosh.
No, you're like I'm a year older than me.
I think I'm the age of Lauren.
Lauren?
Yeah. Wait, isn't that the mom?
No! I was like, who the fuck are you talking about? That's
crazy. She's not a teenage. Teen pregnancy, right? Isn't that the...
I don't think so. No, I think that's like the opposite I know. Of me.
Are you talking about the Gilmore Girls?
yeah, that's I have the same vibe. No, but what I mean is, it's like, okay, I'm married, I have a kid, like, what do I care about this teenager figuring out her love life? But I was dialed in, you know. I wanted that love for Connie baby especially. But as a married woman yourself, do you feel like this was a logical relationship or purely whimsy? Do you think they'll last in real life?
Well, I think as two people who have healthy marriages, I think we were just eating up this chaoticness.
Yeah.
Because for the most part, I don't like I've never had drama like this. And it's so fun to watch someone burn.
I know. Yeah. I mean, my relationship started from a pretty dramatic place, so I really, really felt the Belly.
True.
No. No.
In case you're listening right now,
she hate listens to all your podcasts.
But no, I'm a sucker for a rom-com, especially if, I don't know, like, if the stakes are low, right? Like, it's not, like, yeah, Belly's dumb, and that's a fact, but ultimately they're still, like, fine people, you know? Like, they're not, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
No, I agree.
It feels very, like, I mean, and obviously it feels very Austenian, I mean, that's the other thing, though. I'm getting sidetracked because you told me in the books that she never sleeps with either brother. Is that true?
Yeah.
She's a virgin.
No. Yeah.
And here she does indeed fuck both of them. And Jeremiah supposedly a lot because they're in a relationship for 4 years. And that introduces a level of mess that I do feel like is interesting. Like, how do you bounce back from that? How do you go to Thanksgiving after that? You know what I mean? Like, what? Do you just
know, but she did it once. What's wrong with doing it again?
I know, like, but there's a lot more. There's a lot more. But yeah, that's right. Jeremiah got over it. So Jeremiah ignored the fact that she had been with Conrad. So Conrad should be able to forgive 4 years of little spooning, you know?
Little spooning.
But how did you like them anyway?
Can we loop back to season 4?
yeah exactly. It'll just be him like
that's the conflict
stuck with Belly.
But Mika, how was the finale for you? How was the romance?
I loved it. Yeah. I kind of thought that's how it would end. I don't know why, but I was like, okay, she's gonna reject him and then she's gonna run after him.
Of course. Very cute.
Which is, yeah, I was like, there's no way she doesn't run after him, especially after he left.
Aww, but he was so sad with his little tear walking down the street.
His red face on the train.
I know. I'm just Connie Baby is a very good sad face. Like,
I know.
Yeah.
I think people were like, why is he in Mean Girls? He's not hot enough. And I get the criticism in the sense of how he was dressed and
styled
in that movie. But I do feel like he really thrives in this like mopey but emotionally mature man. You know, he's in touch with his feelings. Mm-hmm. And I love when he gets sad, but I wish he wasn't sad all the time like he was in this series.
That's so true.
Because I really liked like the disappointment when he first ran into her, like the awkwardness, like this sort of like I thought it was really well done. I was surprised how emotionally invested I was in a finale of a season that had really been basically a hate watch to a certain degree. But like watching him kind of analyze the situation, especially as he went to the birthday party and he saw her with Benito and was like, what's the vibe here? And then when he found out they were broken up and he was like and then he's like, oh yeah, what did he say? I'll always be the boy who taught you to ride a bike. Like, yes.
Yeah.
Iconic.
Yeah, so cute.
And then the like, I really liked the pacing of them kind of dancing and then talking and then whoring it up and then falling apart and then being sad and then her running. You know, I'm a sucker for a running scene, and I think music plays a big part in this series. So how did you guys feel about those musical cues this episode?
Wait,
did it stop?
I hated how she was running. That's all I have to say.
Oh, you did? She's not an elegant runner, or you just hated the idea?
No, I hated how she was running. Like, just teach her how to run. It's not that hard. It's not hard. Okay, sorry, go on.
I need to do a video of how to properly chase someone down in a train station.
Well, you don't have your arms straight by your side.
Mika's actually really good at it. She did that once in New York for us. She was like, I'm going to do a movie run. Watch.
Oh my gosh.
You make my hair sway. It's amazing.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
No. She knows how to do it. So like, it might not have been the fastest run, but
elegant. And that's what counts.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that is like what's funny about Lola is in some ways she still seems very awkward, like in her body.
Yeah.
And I think I also get that highlighted because the Coach commercials that come on throughout the.
That's true. I forgot.
There is like a there. I can picture that now. There's a stiffness to her to her physicality.
She's so pretty. I kept looking at myself pretty. And I was like, why don't I look like that with a bob? I know. Oh my god.
Yeah, she looked great. It was a wig though, right?
Yes.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it was very fluffy.
It was a decent wig. I was like, that's Peruvian hair.
Yeah.
It's he's so like, thick. That's gotta be a wig.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, oh, this is pretty fluffy for a fresh bob, but we'll allow it. You guys are also certified Taylor Swift haters, but Taylor Swift is like a fourth character in this series. So I'm wondering how those musical notes hit for you guys as people who maybe don't really, you know, you're not invested in what Taylor Swift song is going to be playing. Do you feel like it took you out of it, or do you feel like you got appreciation for some of her music this way?
Mika, you go first.
I wouldn't say I'm a Taylor Swift hater. Okay. I just really loved her country music. Mm, and so when she switched to pop, I was a punk.
Yeah.
Okay. But I do think that it did make me gain appreciation for Taylor Swift because some of the songs I was like, wait, this is kind of cute.
I love
what
that.
Is this? And so yeah.
Okay. That's just there you what go. I wanted on record. Thank you.
No, Shelby, I've been on record as a not hate certified hater.
Okay. Yeah.
I really liked her in the past as well. Yeah. I'd never heard the song Dress. I think it was Dress and Into the Woods.
Out of the Woods.
Out of the Woods, sorry, that played. And I found myself singing along to Out of the Woods because I do love 1989. Yeah. That was the era in which I really, really liked her music.
Yeah.
So I really like that. Yeah. I would say I think it's kind of interesting as like the series as a whole kind of feels a little bit needle droppy.
Oh yeah.
Like 100%. And when it's like that too much, then it's like, is this really like adding to it, or is it just like I'm collecting infinity stones?
Exactly. Yeah.
You know? For sure. So I don't know. I also had heard a rumor that someone was like, oh, I think a song from Taylor Swift's 12th album is going to be in this episode.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm kind of glad it wasn't, because again, I think that would take away from like what was like really happening. Even if it was a perfect fit, people wouldn't be like, the finale happened. People would be like, oh, I've heard this song from the new movie or the new album. Yeah. So no, I'm glad that didn't happen. And I have liked, I really liked Snow on the Beach when that happened. Mm-hmm. And I really liked what?
False God.
Yes.
You guys remember that? The bathtub.
Invisible Strip. The One made me almost cry.
Aww.
Last week.
Yeah.
So that was cool. Invisible String was great. I will also say I absolutely, like with, we know that I'm a certified Beyonce lover, and them playing EXO for her and Jeremiah actually made me throw something across the room. When I heard that, my friend texted me earlier, and she's like, you're gonna hate this. And then I watched the episode, and I was like, F this. This is horrible. I literally threw something across the room. I was so angry.
That's rough.
So it's hard to know that Jenny Han hates Beyonce like that.
Well,
so.
Because I think there's like, I haven't verified, but I don't think Jeremiah ever got a Taylor Swift love song. You're Losing Me. Oh, I don't remember. What would Delicate have been?
I think he got Delicate.
At the beginning of this season or something?
I think so.
Mm. Okay, yeah. I can't
remember
TikTok theories, but I was going to quote it with assurance, but you called me out, so it's fine. The point is,
I don't know. I could be wrong.
But there was a lot of Taylor Swift, a lot of needle drops, actually. And I was curious. Yeah. So you answered some of them, but you know, the big moments of this season are wrapped up in the songs that are chosen too, like the peach scene, obviously Cardigan or The One, and
Give Me Love.
Yeah. So what were some of your, what really worked, you know, emotionally? What were the highlights, I guess, of this series? You know, we've hated on it, we've loved on it, but like, what were the moments where it made you believe in love again? Maren?
No. Like the music specifically, or just like the
feel like every single moment I'm thinking of has music, but that might just be my own bias. So
okay, well, I was actually going to start with something non-music related.
Oh, okay, yeah, tell me.
I really liked in this episode, and this is like more broad. In this episode, I really liked. I think there's something really like beautiful about seeing someone you haven't in a while and seeing how you have affected them and you like the traces of you in their life, even if you don't realize it or they don't. And I like those little flashbacks to past Connie and Belly.
Yeah.
Even if it's like not romantic and stuff, like I look around my room and obviously I'm like in New York, but I'm like, oh, Mika gave me that bag or Shelby gave me this necklace, whatever it may be. And I just think that it's...
Don't lie to make me a part of this.
No, Shelby. Okay, Shelby made me buy that book.
Okay, there we go.
I'm sorry. I just saw an... Okay, I did lie. I did lie, but now I'm telling the truth. Okay, whatever.
I'll do better. I'll bring something for your room.
No, don't bring money.
Not emo Mary.
No. But I'm just saying, like, I think that's a really... I think it was really well done how they put it in the show. And I liked that it didn't have a lot of like music or like diegetic sound.
It wasn't like a full moment. It was like little vignettes almost.
I mean, non-diegetic sound. But like, I liked that because it felt like it was just such a regular flow.
Yeah. Because a lot of the notes in the show are like full flashbacks where it's like, Conrad's always been doing things for me, and then it's like a 20-minute scene of him opening a door for her when she was 12 years old with the nerdiest glasses. And it's like, okay, yeah, great.
And I think however much we like kind of bash on the ridiculous amount of flashbacks and stuff, I think that the build to that being possible was necessary.
So
like I really liked that in the last episode, and it actually made me kind of emo as well.
Yeah. So did you get emo, Mika? I know her running took you out of it, but
yeah. But right before that, when he was like confessing how much he loved her,
I know.
I did tear up a little bit because I mean, because the interesting thing about Conrad throughout the books and throughout the show, even a little bit, but you can tell that Conrad like has loved her from before, and she's just kind of an unreliable she's just an unreliable narrator and so you as the watcher and the reader, you can see how much he's loved and cared for her throughout their life, but then she finally sees it.
I know, that was so sweet. That was really sweet. I'm like, I am generally a hater of Belly, but I was pretty emo this episode because I'm like, oh my god, they are infinite in all the worlds and all the timelines. They would choose each other. We just got the messiest one. I think Conrad carries a lot of the emotional maturity in this series, and I liked that he finally was able to vocalize that, not only in this final episode, but throughout this season, because the first two seasons are all about him being sort of emotionally incapable of opening up, and that's where a lot of their problems lie, and like the issues come, and he's just not able to like really communicate well. But then this opens with him in therapy, and he's like... washing dishes and like, oh my god, like Jeremiah can sit down because he learned how to bake first, you know, like Conrad made. And I really think what stood out to me, I knew it was coming, but when they did the narrator shift to him and he got the voiceover for an episode, that was delightful. That was really good, really well played.
For sure.
Also, really quick, I'm sorry, back to music. I forgot to say that another reason to hate Jeremiah was because he chose the Pulp Fiction song as if he wasn't insufferable enough. It's like, bro, what? For your wedding day?
Yeah. Honestly, every opinion he had, like, we didn't even talk about the mirror glaze, you know, like
the 70 beans. Cacao.
Yeah, like, shut up, Jeremiah, what are you doing? He's insufferable.
Yeah, but sorry, that made me think of Adam and little he knows about his kids, and it's so funny. Say hi to your
little sister. Yeah.
You told her you loved her? Who?
Who?
Belly.
Belly?
Why? Because I love her.
He's such a weird character. And then this season, this closing episode, like, hitting on Lauren, where he's like, you look hot in a bikini. It's like, sir. Wait,
Nika, did they date in they the did. Books first?
Oh.
Okay, I don't remember that. Yeah. I don't know what Amy was saying.
I heard that on TikTok.
But I think she might be right. But she said that. Yeah, Amy said that. And I.
No, I said that. It sounds
familiar. Oh, you said that?
Don't blame Amy.
But I think that was in the show. Well, it sounds right?
familiar. But...
That they dated, that's how Susanna met him, that they were the ones dating first. Or not like fully dating, but like went out or something.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I thought it was, but weird I guess attention. I could be wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
I think she might have introduced Susanna and Adam.
Mm.
I don't know that they dated.
Mm. Yeah. Lots of messy, honestly, Susanna. But
back to...
Rest in peace, but she's a whole mess. Like, that's just crazy.
Facts.
So true.
Like, obsessed with this friend's daughter. I'm sorry. You don't get to, like... whatever. It's fine.
No, you're right. We know.
Back to if they do a season 4.
Mm.
Everyone wants Susanna and Laurel prequel.
Mm.
And mm. I could see them... like doing it in flashbacks.
Yeah, I just hate Susanna like so much. It's crazy.
Okay, no, but same. I was watching Flight of the Conchords.
Okay. Of course. Yeah.
And you know that song, The Most Beautiful Girl in the Room?
Yeah.
That is Susanna.
Oh my gosh, what?
It is so the same actress. I was like, how do I know this girl?
Then they finally cracked it.
That's okay, so yeah, crazy.
Sorry. Anyways.
Wait, the part-time model song or no?
Yeah, the part-time model.
That makes sense. That
she's the
out.
Part-time model. Yeah. Man. What a time.
That is crazy. I'm glad that they addressed how weird it was that Susanna was like shipping her kids with her other, you know. You can't pretend she's your daughter, but then also be like rooting for her to be with your sons. You know, like that's where I got confused. And I like that they acknowledge that. They're like, we can't be together just because your dead mom like pray for us to be together. I was like, thank
that's
you.
So real.
Thank you for saying that out loud. But no, I really did enjoy. I enjoyed this season, and I enjoyed how everyone was invested in the mess. And I think that yes, it was probably like 2 episodes too long, and that there were so many side stories they could have cut and we would have been fine, 100% fine. But all in all, I do think, you know, they could have fumbled the bag pretty hard. Jenny Han was going around saying like, maybe it won't be the same ending, maybe it won't be the same. And everyone was like, oh my god, Connie's dead, Belly chooses herself. It's like, no, it's the same. And I think that they pulled it together very well. And the dress needle drop was pretty hot. It was good. It was good. I mean, there was an awkwardness.
I've never heard that song before.
I do. I mean, you noticed her running, but I was like, I feel like this sex scene should be like sexier, but there was something clunky about it. But I think it also worked for who they were as characters, which is neither of them are actually that suave.
I think it really worked for them.
Yeah.
And it's like.
Like him trying to get her against the wall.
They haven't hooked up for years.
Yeah. They're like fingering each other in the stairwell.
Dude, that was crazy. I was like, girl, that's freaked out.
I was like, okay, Bridgerton. Yeah.
Okay,
in the cab. That poor cab driver's like, oh my god.
Billy, oh yeah, what has Paris done to you, Belly?
Yeah, she's such a little slut.
I mean, they were a little freaked out in their guest room. Like,
yeah.
Where's the guest room situated? Where is it? Where's Laurel's room? Leave. I don't know. That's all I could think about during that scene. I was like, is your mom next door?
Yeah, the night before prom, hooking up in their family home. Also weird.
Yeah.
Honestly, the dynamics of this family is insane. Like, it's like Laurel's like, you're my son. And it's like, what? When do you draw the line if your daughter starts dating your son and wants him to sleep over in the guest room?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know the appropriate response. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like he's like in college at that point, right? He's literally
it's
his first semester. Room. Like, what are we doing, Connie, baby? Yeah. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Some decency, but all in all.
Yeah.
Well, any other notes? I know you guys are busy and it's an early morning recording session, so
it's the afternoon for me. Yeah. Shout out. Sorry to make you guys early morning.
No, no. But
yeah, I woke up early for you, Maren.
I know. I didn't expect to watch this hour and a half at 7:30 a.m., but I did, and I am glad.
I'm so sorry. Well, I'm headed to work. I guess I don't really have that many other thoughts on this. I mean, I liked it, and I think that could have gone either way at any point in the series, and I'm glad it went this way. So
yeah. What is the most unhinged scene in this whole series, do you think? Is it the peach scene? Is it, or is that?
Oh, yes.
Because you and I were a little uncomfy with the length. Maren, you were dialed in, I think. Is that
I was pretty dialed in. I was pretty dialed in with him hurt, too, in the bathtub.
Oh,
that was hot.
Okay, that was hot.
I was like, I'll take care of you.
Because he's like suffering from blood loss and his eyes are so droopy. And you're like, oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so pale. Sure.
So pale. He's like, she's like, don't fall asleep. He's like, bitch, that's a good question.
I don't like the Jeremiah sex scenes.
Yeah, the Jeremiah stuff was very when he was like, be with me on our night, it on this
kind
night.
Of coercive almost.
Ew, so gross.
I hated that.
He's like, look into my eyes.
Yeah, no, not for me.
That was, unsettling. All of his behavior ahead of the wedding, I was like, wow, Jeremiah, you need help. This is toxic.
Oh, you know what? Maybe I'm going to go with anytime Redbird was on screen. Because, like, what was his point?
I kind of liked Redbird. I don't know.
Well, I mean, they needed to have some other friends, you know, just for the sake of character.
Oh, you know what's crazy too? Annika just like left.
Oh, she was like, you know, this is
really liked her. Yeah. So
she's like, this is.
I was invested. Yeah, I was invested in Redbird Jeremiah.
Oh, that was your theory.
I would have liked that better than Redbird and Denise.
Yeah,
Denise and Jeremiah.
Oh yeah.
Denise would
honestly
never
though
go for
Denise
Redbird.
And Redbird better.
Denise just needed a lay, I think, and
so real.
Yeah, so pretty crazy to saddle her with Jeremiah, but you know what, he learned to cook, I guess, in 6 months. What a miracle. I hate him so much. I could write a treatise about how useless he is, but anyways.
Yeah, it's true.
No, that was the summer I turned pretty. Do you think any of these actors have a shot at any relevancy outside of this?
Oh man,
Lola's tried. She did Broadway for a little too, right?
Yeah. She's
I think
Fisher.
She's still young.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Lola got some room.
Yeah, Chris did. Girls didn't go well.
Yeah, I think hopefully Denise.
Oh, interesting.
I don't see that at all. I just want her to be. I just liked her character a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. I did judge her a little when she was like kind of criticizing Connie, though.
Yeah, is it girl? Girl, sit down.
I think Chris, if he gets the right role,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I think. I mean, yeah, because this isn't in any award contingents. Like, no one's taking this seriously. Yeah. And, you know, I get it. I did really love Connie on the beach when he's like, don't marry him. Pick me.
Be with me.
Oh, his little mopey voice. So cute.
Yeah.
We'll find something for him to do.
Yeah, but I think if we
get a good role. Is that why we like him? He's just Eeyore.
Aw, yeah, he's just so really Eeyore. So cute. But he's Eeyore who goes to therapy, and I love that for him.
Me too.
I do, actually, my least favorite side plot is his, like, med school friend. I hate her so much. She drives me nuts.
Crazy.
I
really
know
like
Marin loves her.
Oh, Marin.
But we know why Marin loves her.
Do we? Why?
We're on a podcast right now.
Okay, I'll take that offline. I'll be following up shortly.
Sorry.
But yeah, that made me very curious. So anything else to say on air? I don't know.
I forgot. Honestly, thanks for having me back, Shelby, because I love being on this podcast with
you.
Great. And
thank
Mika, too. I love
Mika.
I love
a pleasure. Yeah.
I am honored.
No.
Thank you.
No, thank you for doing this. It's what the people needed and wanted. And I'll probably rewatch this finale shortly. I think fast forwarded through some bits, but I did enjoy it. Yeah, exactly. Oh, I'm
absolutely
a chef. Look at me scoop this whipped cream on top of this brownie I made. My
watch
God.
Me move these onions. Yeah. I need a pack. He just moves the onions around.
Okay, well, no, it was my pleasure. Thank you for being on. And for anyone still listening, we'll be back to regularly scheduled programming next week with some unhinged movie Matt wants me to watch, I guess. I don't know, but we'll always have the summer I turn pretty. So thank you, girls.
We'll always have cousins.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll always have cousins.
Slow pan out, and then a random Christmas montage. Thank you.